All right, so we start hour number two. I've got some things to get caught up on. Hour number one, smooth and easy, just the way I like it. And we start the second hour. Good morning, good afternoon. I know that some of you pick us up starting in hour number two, so let's get it. I had an NBA whip around to start hour number one, which was unusual. But I hit the Lakers, LeCap, on death's door, yet he's out there bawling. Like, this dude's incredible. I can't believe the way this guy plays at 39 when all is right, yet he was wrecked, and he's still out there bawling. And, of course, it was not good enough. It was wasted, like they've wasted so many of this guy's incredible efforts. Golden State shot the ball lights out, hung 134 on the Lakers, knocked in 26 threes, and, of course, AD was not there to help out. AD, what's good? Apparently not his dome. He had a headache. He couldn't go. That's an important game. They're all important right now. We hit on that. I hit on the Chicago Bulls. The Lakers were not the only ones that are in a play-in situation who embarrassed themselves last night. Chicago was even worse. Chicago had one of the worst moments, and by worst, I mean hilarious, moments I've ever seen in the association. A three-on-none break that they could not convert on. A dude throwing the ball off the glass to himself that a teammate thought was to him. They collide. They don't finish. They get beat. And my man Stacey King lost his mind.
No, you got to be kidding me.
That's not even close. He says very clearly, no, you got to be kidding me. I don't even need you to, Alvin, but I will ask you one more time just to slow this down because I want to make sure that you're not putting words in my man Stacey King's mouth. Stacey King is a legend and especially a legendary broadcaster and a pro, and the guy did not say what you want him or what you think he said. He clearly says, no, oh no, you got to be kidding me.
Torrey Craig!
I didn't even need to do that, but since we did do that, there's your review. If you wanted to throw your flag to get a review, you got your review. We're not overruling anything. He said kidding. And he's right. Also, Romy, the elephant in the room is that Rockingham is the street the Juice lived on in Brentwood. Freudian slip much. Hey, there's no elephant. That's obvious. That's why I said that. That's the Freudian slip, of course. I'll own that. Yeah, if you want to be real about it, it's not even a Freudian slip. I didn't misspeak. I didn't misremember. It's the joke. Every once in a while, I give you clones. The Juice got it. If the Juice got it, how could none of you get it? I mean, the Juice got it.
Hypothetical.
And we know that dude does not have much of a sense of humor, and yet he thought it was funny. The only two things he's ever laughed at was me saying that the Munster kid should beat it back to Rockingham and a couple of young ladies rolling up on him early in the morning and saying, wakey, wakey.
Wakey, wakey.
Expecting us to believe that he was not in on it.
Let
me tell you something. I know that everybody wants to make a name for themselves. Everybody wants to go viral. Everybody wants a shortcut. Nobody's that brave. Nobody's waking up the Juice in the morning with wakey, wakey. You know my man sleeps with a blade under his pillow. There's no way anybody's doing that. Hey, Rome. Bye-bye, Billy. Beep, beep. Stacey King.
Let's go home, Chicago. Drive home safely. Beep, beep.
That's why I love Stacey King. Who else? Let's go home, Chicago. Drive safely. Beep, beep.
Let's go home, Chicago. Drive home safely. Beep, beep.
Such a great line. In Rome. Bye-bye, Billy. Beep, beep.
Let's
sign
go
Stacey
home,
King.
Chicago. Drive home safely. Beep, beep.
I can't get enough of it. Dan in C-Town. Here's one, quote, I have a headache. I am unable to go. Maybe tomorrow or next week. Signed, my lady, when I want to have S. P.S. LeCap didn't look as bad as Phil Sickleson in the Masters photo. Yeah, dude. Mix in some more nutritional coffee blends. Just hoping you haven't, quote, attained anything.
Special coffee blend for wellness.
Signed, Drew in West L.A. Yeah, I don't really see it that way. I mean, the dude has absolutely leaned out. He's shredded. I don't know how much weight he has lost. A ton? Actually? It's just that when people lose that much weight, they always look a little bit different, right? I mean, I'm not going to come for this guy. There are plenty of critical things I could say about Hefty.
Let's keep it real.
But not that he lost weight and he's no longer Hefty. I mean, I think the guy looks good. He Hefty. Just looks different because we're used to seeing a guy who's Hefty. Hence the gloss, Hefty.
Hefty.
He's no longer Hefty.
Hefty.
It does look a little weird and a little different. But anytime anybody loses considerable weight, frankly, the optics look a little weird and a little different. But, I mean, you're going to kill a guy for being Hefty, and then you're going to kill a guy for putting in the work and losing all the weight. Like,
you know,
again, if you're always looking for a reason to go in on someone, when do people get credit?
Let's keep it real.
I think the guy looks good. He clearly lost a lot of weight.
Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
Shaquille Romneal. Insert LeCap scream. Signed AD as he fights off a brain freeze and a tummy ache. Signed V in the fee. War,
diarrhea.
Darvin scam, learning the word adjustment.
Diarrhea doesn't care who the hell you are. It's coming. He doesn't care who you...
Is it the ham's fault? Hey, listen, if the guy hasn't learned the word adjustment yet, I'm not sure it's going to be ever part of his vocabulary. Stucknut writes, are you still accepting texts to 37170? Regards, Textual Chocolate and Emilio Textavez. Damn, dude. Stop flexing. Only the nut would remember that we used to accept texts. And there was 37170. And then we actually had dudes that had handles, including Emilio Textavez and Textual Chocolate. There used to be a feature, the huge text of the day. And it was sponsored. And there were dudes named Emilio Textavez and Textual Chocolate. Carlin Prescott, I heard Stacey King say penis and Cracker Jacks. Signed Matt Nagy. Look, I'm going to do this one more time, and that's it, and then we're done. It doesn't even sound like it. No matter how badly you wanted him to say what you think that he said, he didn't say it. Stacey King did not say it. He clearly said, you got to be kidding me. First, normal speed.
Donovan's never stopped moving. That's a steal to Drummond. Andre Drummond knocked it free, and Torrey Craig!
Timeout. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Billy Donovan is furious right now.
Drummond is hurt
after all that.
Oh, man, you got to be kidding me.
If that wasn't the most emblematic possession of the Bulls season, I don't know what is.
Wow, bro.
Beep, beep. It doesn't even sound like the other thing that you're alleging at all. In real speed. In normal speed. But Alvin, for the last time, so we can end this conversation and move on to the next thing, can you play this in slow-mo just so they hear it one last time so we can move on?
Torrey Craig!
Oh, no!
And they both missed the dunk!
No, you...
Keep moving. He said, you gotta be kidding me.
You got to be kidding me.
You gotta be kidding me!
And can I tell you something? If he said what you're alleging he said, it would have been justified because that was bleeping absurd. A three-on-none break with a guy throwing it off the glass to himself that his teammate thought was to him, and nearly got hurt in the process, and they didn't finish, and they end up getting beaten. This is why I'm saying by the Knicks, and again they had to have, which is why I'm saying that I think they're sending a message to their coach, the Munster kid. Hey, man, we need a new voice here. Go back to Rockingham Lane.
No, you gotta be kidding me.
And finally this, dear sir, former Niner, Dante Whitner. Let me stop you right there. It's Hitner. It's not Whitner. Put some respect on his name. Former Niner Dante Hitner alleges that the NFL is, quote, scripted, and that the Chiefs, quote, bought their Super Bowl 58 victory.
Script club.
Who do I make the check out to? Signed, Jerry Jones. Paul in WIO.
Hey, that's man. All in.
He's all in. He's all in.
That's all it.
Dante did say that. Jared's all in on what, I'm not exactly sure. Helping get Cal to Arkansas? Probably
that's
that.
That's all in.
I know he's not all in on putting the best football team he possibly can on the field. I know he's not all in on that.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean, dude. What have you done to prove that you're all in? Nothing. Nothing.
That's all in.
You want to see what's all in? Look across the state and look at the Texans. Now, they're all in. They're all in. Jerry said a lot of regrettable things, man, but that's one. I know that he doesn't care and he doesn't want that back. Like, I want to say, man, I'll bet you that old man wants that one back, but he doesn't because we're still talking about him. Clearly, this guy is not all about winning. He's all about getting people to look at him and talk about him and react to him.
That's all it.
Because if he was all about winning, he'd be doing all the things necessary to win, when in reality, they're doing nothing to win or get better.
Done.
Now, the Texans and Nick Caserio, they're all in. Hey, OJ, did you kill Hefty? Signed, Vince in Illinois. He didn't kill him.
Can you hear me, Juice? Yes,
he made half of him disappear, though.
Yeah.
Special coffee blend.
When you
for
played for the 49ers? Yeah. Yeah. Did you kill Bill Walsh?
I don't know that Hefty did that legitimately, because it's kind of hard to believe anything that guy says or does.
Hefty.
But if that coffee blend is the reason that dude lost all those LBs, sign me up, man. I want it.
Hefty.
Let's keep it real.
Dear Jim, I don't know why you have a take about anything that LeBron does. He's not the same player, and he's just worn out his welcome in the NBA. It's time for him to move on and just leave. His smug ass will not be missed. Bobby and AZ. Hey, Bobby. Easy, brah. You make me sound like I'm some sort of honk for LeCap. You make me sound like I'm some sort of LeCap apologist. You make me sound like I'm LaHonk in the box. Hey, Bobby, easy, brah. I mean, who do you think you're talking to? Yeah, there goes Rome again, hyping up his dude, LaHonk. LaCap. Dude, here's the thing, Bobby. I'm not here to hate. I'm here to be objective. So when I've been critical of LaCap for capping, among other things, for wrecking incredible movie franchises, that's objective. Bagging it up, making everything about him, forcing his kid on us.
Me?
Yes. That's objective. Like, I'm not trying to curry favor with that dude. I'm not going to bow down to that guy because I need access. I'm just calling it the way I see it. However, as part of that, there's a difference between calling it the way I see it and hating. Bobby, you're just hating. I mean, you don't have an open mind. That's blind hate. Quote, "Dear Jim, I don't know why you have a take about anything that LeBron does. He's not the same player and has just worn out his welcome in the NBA. It's time for him to move on and just leave. His smug ass will not be missed." All right, that last line may be accurate. However, he's not the same player? Dude, who is the same player at 39 when they've got about 8 million miles on them? But the thing is, he's almost the same player. He was the leading scorer in the 80th game of his 39-year-old season. Bobby, the dude is absolutely still a top 10 player in the NBA. He's still an incredible player. You act like, oh, hey, Rome, there you go again, Rome, hyping up your dude. I mean, come on, man. I say one positive thing about this guy, and you're all on me. You know, stop it, Rome. Why are you even talking about this guy? Why would you ever say one thing about this guy, man? He's smug. We're sick of him. I don't know, Bobby. I can make the argument, believe it or not, Bobby, he's the greatest player ever, that he's the GOAT. I can make that argument. I can make an argument that he's doing at 39 what nobody's ever done before, and nobody ever will at 39. Bobby, you make it sound like I crack open this mic every single day, and my main mission in life is to hype LeCap. It's incredible to me. On that rare off occasion where I do hype this guy, you're coming for me. That's funny, Bobby. Terrible take, Bob. Hey, Jim, there's no way that dude estimates 20. If that dude really is 20, then I'll bet my house that Parody Larry will one day win the smack off. Alex and Windsor, dude, don't do it. He's 20. That's why I asked him his age, why I wanted to confirm his age in the middle of the conversation. I wanted to make sure that you all knew you were listening to a 20-year-old, because that did not sound like a 20-year-old. My man, if you bet your house on Parody Larry one day winning the smack off, one day Parody Larry will be living in your house. Go ahead, man. Hand over the keys. Kiss that house goodbye, because there are two certainties in life. Audric Estime is 20, and Parody Larry will never win the smack off. Right now, at this point in time, I guarantee it. There's somebody on X who shows a picture of these two dudes fighting over the rebound or the ball thrown off the glass. The picture is amazing.
You got to be kidding me.
The picture is not as good as the video, but it's way better than not seeing the picture. I mean, it's hilarious. It's hilarious. That was the worst / funniest fast break I have ever seen in my life. The hell? Like, Stacey King is so right. You got to be kidding me. What are you dudes doing? 3-on-none, and they come away with nothing and almost an injury.
You gotta be kidding me.
Throwing it off the glass. Yeah, because you can afford to do that. You're trying to play your way into the playing game, and you're doing crap like that, and it didn't work. And you're losing to the Knicks in the process. Awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, some other things I want to get to. I do want to talk about how Milwaukee may have dodged a bullet. Giannis, when Giannis went down with a non-contact injury, how could you not fear the worst? It looked like he shredded his Achilles. Come to find out, that's not what that is. I've got thoughts on Wemby. Part of me cannot wait for Ears' ass regular season to end. And part of me wants it to never end, because we're going to be without Wemby, who keeps doing Wemby-type things. Mafia, I want to talk about Stephon Diggs and how you're reacting in a way that kind of justified his point that made you so angry. And again, I mentioned I had a conversation with Eric Musselman about his move from Arkansas to USC and about Cal going from Kentucky to Arkansas and the carousel spinning out of control. E-Mus is my conversation for the Jim Rohn podcast. That carousel is not only spinning out of control, it's spinning counterclockwise. It's spinning backwards. It's wild. And normally I wait until the podcast drops before I recap it. But I've already done the interview and the sound is good, so I want to do that before and give you a preview. A preview of that pod. So all of that is still ahead. Don't go anywhere. And Tom Izzo later on. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million active members. All you have to do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and then watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Get in on the playoff action, win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Remember, the playoffs get underway April 20th. The play-in round gets underway April 16th and then continues on the 17th and 19th. Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions and special offers for the biggest moments in sports. Prize Picks offers Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account as well. Download the app right now. Use the code ROME, R-O-M-E, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Code ROME on Prize Picks for a deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. You do have to be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
So, a quick question and an invitation to the Bills Mafia to get up in here and take part in this conversation. Question: how did we get to a point where an athlete liking a post on X is newsworthy or a reason to go? It's unbelievable to me that a simple like could elicit a violent, newsworthy reaction. But that's where we are right now. That's where we are right now with Stephon Diggs v. the Bills Mafia on the X. Mafia, I know you're fired up. I know you're still feeling the agony from the latest wide right playoff catastrophe. I know the last thing you need right now is your departed star receiver dunking on you guys on his way out of town. However, too many of you are getting way too worked up about a like on a post on X. And you getting all bent and butthurt about Diggs liking the following post on X only serves to make his point. Here is the hugely controversial post in question. The post that made news because Diggs liked it. At Biggs G Worm posted, "Bills low-key got the worst fan base. Y'all bitter ASF," in the comments. That's the post. First of all, massive win. Massive win for at Biggs G Worm. Or is it at Big SG Worm? Or is it at Biggs G Worm? I don't know. I really don't know. But I know this. Dude just made the big time. This account had only 33 followers. And this account managed to trigger seemingly the entire Bills Mafia. And it got a like from Stephon Diggs. Both. No, it's not the classiest move for Diggs to like that tweet. In fact, it's not classy at all. Of course Bills fan doesn't want to log on to X and see their ex liking a post that calls them the worse, W-O-R-S-E, worse fan base. But honestly, Mafia, how offended can you really be at being called the, quote, worse fan base? It's not even grammatically correct. It's not even a grammatically correct insult. Is it really that big of a deal? Because judging by your reaction, it's like the ultimate betrayal. You're acting like Diggs just buried a knife in the middle of every last one of your backs. Like he was just banging on doors, stabbing people in the back. Judging by your reaction, Mafia, he didn't hit like. He turned the phone around on himself and personally called you all out one by one. I mean, you guys do realize that by getting this bent and this butthurt and this toxic and bitter AF in his mentions, you're making his point for him. You get that, right? Or you're making Biggs G. Worm's point. Y'all get that, right? Mafia, you just hit a tiny little spark, a little blue tip. You hit a comment from somebody with 33 followers. You hit that blue tip with an entire tanker of gasoline. You're fighting the accusation that you're bitter as hell in his comments by being bitter as hell in his comments. And listen, the vast majority of you did basically tell this dude, get lost. Good riddance. Don't let the door hit you in the ass, Steph, after four great seasons. Admit it, Mafia. The vast majority of you had the same reaction when that trade was announced. Good. The reaction was good. Don't let the door hit you, Steph. Get your ass out of here. Go to Houston.
Get your ass to Mars.
That was your reaction. You were happy. You were glad. And then you expect Diggs to pat you all on the back and play nice. Who are we talking about here? Stephon Diggs. Come on, Mafia. You know this guy's deal. You know how this guy operates.
Come on.
You know how hot this guy runs. You know what fuels this dude. Did you really expect him to turn the phone around and go all John Calipari and thank you for everything when you were killing him on the way out the door? Thanks for my dream job, Mafia. All the great moments. No, man. You were bleeping this guy on the way out the door. And then he didn't even turn the phone around or go some live IG. He just hit one like. You knew that as soon as he was off the team and the Mafia was talking all that crap about him, he was going to have something to say back. I'm shocked that it was only one like of some innocuous poster's comment. Because believe me, you know this guy's going to spend the entire offseason focused on proving the Bills and the Mafia wrong. He already was before this happened. At least you should have known that since you had this guy for 4 years. You lived with this guy for 4 years. You know what this dude's about. Admit it, Mafia. Right now, you are bitter AF. And I'm your biggest fan, but you are. You are bitter AF right now. And I'm not saying that you don't have a right to be. Because if anybody does, you do. But you are bitter AF right now. And getting more bitter about Diggs calling you bitter is not going to help anything. It's just proving his point. I mean, even before this went down, you think I'm wrong. You think I'm out of line. Then you obviously did not hear what Rick in Buffalo did to Diggs on Monday before this went down. This was Rick in Buffalo before Diggs hit like.
Stephon Diggs can go ahead and kiss my royal white furry ass. Sorry I couldn't get in last week, Jim. I was on my annual spring or break beach vacation, and my time with the strippers was just too valuable. As everyone knows, I called for a Diggs trade this time last year. And like always, the Bills were a year late in making it happen. This dude wasn't worth the headache when he was actually good. Thank God for your boy Nick Caserio being dumb enough to give up a second rounder for that washed-up a-hole. Diggs going to drop more passes this year than irate Craig Will Acid. Hey-o!
And you wonder why he hit like on that comment. It probably was in response to that phone call. That phone call probably worked its way back to Diggs. And Mafia, you know you agree with every word Rick just said. You know you've been saying the same thing about what Rick said. Yeah, Mafia, that's what we call bitter. And I guarantee Rick is not in the minority. That's what we all call bitter. Or at least that's what Diggs calls bitter. Or that's what Biggs G Worm calls bitter. Because again, Diggs didn't even call you bitter. He just liked somebody else calling you bitter. I want to make that point again. He didn't call you bitter. He hit like on somebody else who called you bitter. Somebody with 33 followers. Biggs G Worm. You got hooked by Biggs G Worm and a Stephon Diggs like. Hey, Mafia, you ever consider maybe that it might have been an accidental like? You know, like a butt dial, but a butt like instead on the X. I mean, doubtful, but not impossible. You don't know for absolutely certain, and yet you're still all out to dunk all over this dude and get toxic and get bitter AF in his mentions. That's why I'm trying to figure out how this nonsense becomes major NFL news. But that is the world we live in, right? Where hitting like apparently is the same exact thing as actually saying the words out loud. Either way, you got what you wanted by getting rid of this guy, so why are you so unhappy? You hit that match with all that fuel, and it's only going to fuel that guy even further to prove you wrong. Mafia, he's gone. Let it go. Turn the page. I would tell you to never, ever let anybody under your skin or in your head, but this dude clearly already is occupying all that beachfront real estate in every last one of your domes if you're reacting like that. And your violent reaction to his innocuous like isn't aggravating him, it's fueling him. Mafia, I love you, but my advice to you is this. Worry about the dudes that are still in that building and not the ones that aren't.
My best advice to you.
Because never has a single like on social lit an entire region on fire like this one has. It's one like for a guy who posted with 33 followers. Yet the entire mafia seems like it's reacting. All right, we'll take a break. I've got Tom Izzo coming up next hour. And plenty of time between now and then. Listen, I'm not even going to say or ask, have I given you enough to talk about? I know I have. Just as I know I'm doing my job. Now, you do yours. Your job would include getting on the phone and either reacting to any of this or introducing something different to the jungle. Just don't be sitting on your hands, being so passive, letting us do all the heavy lifting. Be a part of it. You're out here. I want to hear from you. 1-800-636-8686. Here is...
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Wednesday is an ATP day. Ask the pros. In fact, it is time to ask the pros. You get to ask me a question. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Submit your question there and think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. What else do we have here? Let's see. Jamie in Green Bay. Actually pretty impressive that the Bills Mafia took time away from going through tables and throwing rubber-dongas to learn to read and see that Diggs like to tweet.
Rubber-donga?
I mean, the reaction, yeah, I get that everything's different right now, but a guy likes a post, and you get that kind of reaction. And not only that, again, can I make this point one last time? You're proving his point that you're bitter AF. Because your reaction is so over the top for a guy that you wanted gone anyway because he hit like. He's winning, Mafia. This says, Dear Bills Mafia, overreact much? Signed, my wife being moody all morning because I talked to another woman in a dream that she had. Brett and Bugaha. Unwore that scumbag deer who jumped out of Tiger's car and took years and majors off his career. This week, the cat gets right. Which deer, dude? Which deer? Do you know something that we don't know? Is that what happened here in L.A.? When he was racing that early morning to be a part of a shoot or a part of a commercial, did a deer, quote, a scumbag deer jump out in front of his car? Is that why he jumped that curb? That's news to me. I didn't know that. I didn't know that, but here's what I do know. The cat's not getting right this week. The cat may have shocked the world in 2019. The cat may like to tell everybody that the Masters is different. If you know that track and muscle memory kicks in and you have experience, then maybe this is why you see guys that are in their late 40s still winning here and guys in their 50s that are still competitive here. Yeah, right. But they're not all busted up the way you are and they don't have trouble walking 18. I mean, my man, go out there, have a good time, all the power to you. But some of you honks and myopians who think that scumbag deer are jumping out of nowhere and taking years and majors off his career. Yeah, I don't know, Brett. You think maybe any of the choices and decisions that the cat made had anything to do with his career going the way it has?
That's private.
Or is it all on that scumbag deer?
Wake up.
Did the scumbag deer wreck his marriage?
I gotten away from
if
my
it's all
guys.
About the scumbag deer, why didn't his ex take a 9 to the scumbag deer? Was it the scumbag deer that had him bouncing that Escalade off trees? Man. Dude, I'll bet you my house that he does not win this week. Yeah, I said it. What are you going to put on the table, Brett? I'll put my house out there.
What's that?
Romy. It was a butt-like. Yeah, a butt-like. Regards, husbands trying to explain how they fat-fingered a like of a picture of some skank on social media. Geoff and Lincoln. There's more. Here's one. Snags. Thank you so much for that great interview of Tom Izzo. I heard it as I was driving around Pensacola dropping off resumes. You see, I was fired yesterday after being called out on a nationally syndicated talk show for misspelling the word wine. Signed, James R. Barnes, attorney at law. James, stick to the law. Stick to the law because your takes and your jokes suck. And neither are making my show better. Hey, Jim. Stick to including a middle initial because I'm sure there are a lot of James Barnes attorneys at law. And stick to signing every correspondence attorney at law.
Deion Branch.
I am not in the office this week. I am an attorney at law. Mike D for 3. Sounds like Bill's Mafia is digging a hole for themselves. L-A-M-O. Bro, I think you mean L-M-A-O. It's not laughing ass my off. But really, lame-o, L-A-M-O, is a perfect way to describe that joke. Sounds like Bill's Mafia is digging a hole for themselves. Why don't y'all leave the jokes to me? Leave the funny to me. Leave all of the humor to me. Y'all aren't good at it. Unless that's the way you want me to read that. Sounds like Bills Mafia is digging a hole for themselves. Lame-o! Which still is not funny. Hey, Jim, can Alvy play Yakety Sax under that three on none? Thanks, Darren in Green Bay.
Torrey Craig! Oh,
no. I mean, he could, but why would he? We already have the Stacey King soundtrack. I have an idea. How about y'all stop trying to produce the show? How about y'all just start baby steps? Start with making a telephone call that does not get run. Stop trying to produce the show. Stop trying to host the show. Just make a telephone call that makes it better. All right, looking ahead to hour number three, I want to talk about Wemby. I want to talk about the conversation I had with Eric Musselman. I'm going to talk to Tom Izzo at 20 past. I'll have an ATP also in hour number three, and a whole lot more. Meantime, use that number, 1-800-636-8686. You are in the jungle. I am Jim Rome, 2 hours down.